Local governments and construction sites disturbing 1 acre or more of land would have to control sediment and other pollutants carried in stormwater runoff. The rule package would also make many industries certify they don't pump out contaminated stormwater, and the price of stormwater permit fees would go up. The state rules are similar to what the Bush administration put in place earlier this year, so business groups are not criticizing the scope of the plan. Instead, Jerry DeShane of the Wisconsin Builders Association is going after the DNR for not using the rules as a catalyst to streamline the permit review process. DeShane says as many as 7 different people look at each permit.
Sometimes you have city engineers looking at a project with DNR engineers, and they don't always agree. We've had instances where you've had 2 different DNR experts disagree. And while at the end of the day we come up with a package, the end of the day is quite often a year or two later.
DeShane says with property values generally rising, permit delays might cost builders and their customers several thousand dollars. He contends that only a couple of engineers need to look at the proposed permits. Brett Halsey of the Sierra Club says in some cases delays occur because government doesn't have enough staff to keep up. Halsey is glad the DNR even wants to add a half dozen employees.
We want to have enough staff to make sure the program's done. And this protects the homeowner. This keeps you from being flooded from upstream development.
If the plan becomes law, about 250 municipalities would have to obtain permits to control the things that wash into lakes, rivers, and groundwater. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.